you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
Bob Seger speaking specifically about Ann Arbor's Main Street in that song. We're here to talk about Grand Haven's Main Street in the house. We've got Grand Haven Main Street Executive Director and Downtown Development Authority, Shandi Pompey. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I am well. Man, it was a great summer for Grand Haven Main Street. It's been a great fall. And tomorrow, it's Light Night. Tell us all about it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We've had a really great year this year. So, Light Night. Oh, my. I'm super excited about Light Night this year. 5 to 8, lights are installed and ready to be turned on. I'm really excited. We've got... we were sponsored this year by Tribune Lofts and received a grant from the Community Foundation to add some more lighting downtown. So we've got these new decorative spheres in all of our planter boxes.
They're beautiful.
Downtown. I can't wait to see them lit.
Oh.
We tested them out last year, and now we've got them in every single planter downtown. So,
nice.
And then, you know, all the light poles are decked out with garland and lighting and all the trees. So it's really going to be lit up this year. I'm pretty excited. So, yeah, 5 to 8. Come on down, check it out, see the lights, do some shopping, and get ready for the holidays.
What's the deal with this Tote Club Days? What's up with that?
So every year at Light Night, we have, well, I don't know about every year, but the past several years, we have given away like a free reusable tote club.
Okay.
You know, tote bag. And this year they decided to make that reusable. You'll come and get one of your tote bags. We're giving away 1,000 tomorrow night.
Wow.
1,000, which we do every year. But this year, if you get that tote bag, you can come back 4 times in 2025 and use that at participating retailers to get a discount or an offer.
I love it.
I know. So it drives some business to the area once a quarter. So February, May, August, and November of next year, you'll be able to come back and reuse that tote bag for some special discounts.
I love it. That's amazing. So we kick off Light Night, and you know, then we have Thanksgiving, and then we have Small Business Saturday, which is important to Grand Haven.
Yeah, and Small Business Saturday, not just is it important to Grand Haven, but it's especially important this year. Small businesses across the country have really seen like a decline in sales this
year.
It's been really tough for people. Yeah, and it typically is during election year, but there's also many other economic factors as to why that's happened. But, you know, they're so vital to our community.
Mm-hmm.
68% of every $100 stays in the community.
Wow.
When you shop local. 200 retailers retain 289% more revenue if you shop local than like a big box store.
Wow.
And small businesses make up to 136% more charitable donations. So it doesn't just help the business, right? It helps our nonprofits. It helps a lot of other area causes and things that we're doing. Plus it just keeps it local. So the person that makes money at, you know, one of our local stores downtown will go have lunch at one of our local restaurants, and they might volunteer at one of our nonprofits.
There you
know?
Go. I see.
And then
how
it
that
connects
works.
Back to the schools and all of that stuff.
Right.
So, Small Business Saturday is traditionally the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So this year on November 30th, many of our retailers might not have a discount tomorrow night for Light Night, but they will on Small Business Saturday.
Awesome. Okay.
And you can find all of our retailers on our website and then visit their websites or their Facebook pages or social media pages to find out what they're offering. But it's just a great cause, and this year especially important.
We saw
a great increase in shopping local and supporting small back in 2020 and 2021.
Sure.
When we're closed down or shut down or whatever. And so the pendulum swings. There's always an ebb and flow. But, if we could see that support this year, that would be really great.
That's awesome. We're speaking with Shandi Pompey, the executive director of Grand Haven Main Street, the Downtown Development Authority. I know you gave a presentation at the city council. I'm going to watch that, and I'll write a story around that and use a little bit of your audio. But how many people are you expecting for Light Night tomorrow?
Well, we had 10,000 people come last year.
You got it.
It's incredible.
In this town?
Yeah, 10,000 people on Light Night. And that's throughout the day, not necessarily at night. But, you know, that's a that's a lot. And that doesn't include kids and, you know, you know, others. That's just kind of a estimate of how many people come into town. So we attract a lot of people from all over the region, probably Grand Rapids and Holland. And,
And so the snow melt, you know, that helps too.
Especially.
It's awesome. And I love, like, every storefront is decorated. And I know there are some businesses, there are some buildings that, you know, that are for rent, and hopefully new businesses will come in to downtown Grand Haven. But you've done an amazing job in this position. You really, really have.
Well, thanks so much. I appreciate that.
You have. It's just, it just seems to come natural to you. You know, your love of people and businesses and whatnot. And these Grand Haven Main Street spotlights for us has given us a little, you know, a window into not just what that business does, but the business owner's soul, why they do what they do.
And yeah, they're so passionate about
they
do. It's really impressive, you know.
It's pretty amazing.
And getting to know them and just, you know, I've gotten to know several of them over the years, but especially over the last year. And they're just, you know, I really wish I could spend more time with them because they're so fabulous. So, yeah, it's really an incredible community. I drove through last night, too, and got to see everybody's windows decorated and stuff.
Isn't it pretty?
It's really fantastic.
It's
just beautiful. People go all out for window decorating in this town.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's a really great community, and I really, really love this job. It suits me in
I think
so many different areas.
It really does. It really does. You've done a great job. And we love our Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight. And I'm excited about tomorrow night. It's going to be a blast. I do want to just mention the Salvation Army bell ringers will be out probably in front of Fortino's. Just a heads up. And if you want to ring the bell, go to registertoring.com. What do you think you've learned? How long have you been at this now?
Oh gosh, a little over a year, about 18 months.
All right. What do you think you've learned from the summer till now?
Oh, you know, the first year of this job, I would say at least a good 10 to 11 months, I was learning the job.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
And
got
trying
it.
To figure out like what Main Street's all about and how we're connected nationally with this organization and all of this stuff and the accreditation that we go through, every 2 years. And, so learning the job. And now that I've like learned that part of it, I've really learned in the last 4 to 5 months how each area of what we do is connected.
Okay.
How developing Chinook Pier and some of those things and partnering with different organizations helps to really, really keep the economic vitality of this community.
Okay.
And, you know, seeing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle and
every piece has to fit just
there
the way
you go.
It works. And,
yeah.
And nothing really stands alone because you have to have. You have to have the balance of every community member and every sector of business and every sector of housing and every sector of development. Yeah. And, you know, even working with the city and different organizations in town, the chamber and stuff like that. So it's been really, really, that's been an incredible part of learning all of this. And
I'm excited because we've got Light Night and then, you know, we'll have the Jingle Bell Parade and all that stuff and the shopping. And then we move into January and then there's even more events.
I know.
It just keeps moving.
We got Santa in Centertown and Winter coming up. There's a lot of stuff coming up in the next couple months.
I have to say Centertown and J-Dubs. I was there for lunch yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It looks like Whoville.
It does.
I highly recommend everybody to check that out.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And everybody head to Nightlight 5 to 8 tomorrow. It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.
Don't go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. Don't wait a minute more. Downtown. Everything